Hi, I'm Aaron V, and I'm here with King, and right now they're doing a tour with In Flames, Veils of Maya, and Trivium. So how's the tour going, guys?
It's going great, man. We're having a blast, bunch of cool guys. It's like a party on the road, but like a party on the ice over here in Canada, because we're slipping and sliding and snowballing all the way.
Yeah, so this is your first time in Canada?
First time in Canada, yeah.
How do you guys like it?
It's great, man. We're having a blast. It's very cool. The people here are amazing, and they're recepting us well.
Nice, nice. So you guys have had an awesome opportunity to open for a lot of bands lately over the last year, right? With Sword, The Clutch, COC. How did you guys come about getting on tour with these guys?
Well, our agent actually, the agency group is our booking agent. Mm-hmm. He's just very passionate about our band, you know, and, you know, he just wants, you know, the best for us, obviously, the way every booking agent wants. But we just find that he's just almost part of the family, you know what I mean? Helps us out a lot, and he's just a hard worker, you know what I mean? And we're really lucky to have him.
That's super cool. It's good to have
The better answer is that we're awesome, and they loved us, and that's it. It's like, wow, who's King? And everyone just like... We got mail and people at our doorsteps banging down. Have you ever heard a band called Tool?
Yes.
Totally want us on tour.
Nice.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So while you guys were doing your tour, you guys have come up with a new album. Your first album? Trampled Sun?
Trampled Sun. It came out September 27th. You know, we've been touring on that for now. And it's been getting a lot of good responses from people. You know, people seem to really like the album. We just released the second single, I Don't Believe. So that's what we're pushing right now.
Oh, cool.
You'll hear it tonight.
So you guys had a couple tracks done by Mike Watts. How did that come about, and how did that work out for you guys?
We got Mike Watt through Indigo, our management, and he was great to work with. We only dealt with him via email. He lives in New York and we live in LA. But he mixed our first single Falling Down, and he mastered the entire album. So it was great. He was really, really cool.
Oh wow, that's super cool. Back to touring. You guys, I was taking a look at your Facebook page, and I saw some pictures of you guys, in the van, sprawled out on the van, and that was hilarious. And I was wondering, and I know that there's road tales of people pranking stuff. Has there been pranking with you guys and some of the other bands? Have you been pranked, or?
Yeah, not really. There's a kid on tour, this tour, Thaddeus. He's trying to prank us left and right, but... He's just a dumb kid. Can't get us. Seriously, just trying to like put orange crush soda in our dressing
change
room.
Change out all the sodas.
Funny part is that we love orange crush, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah, and that window scenario was a chip, mm-hmm. And we were driving through the United States, and eventually that chip turned into like crack, and then that crack turned into like a bunch of spiders. And then eventually it just fell apart, and we had to get a whole new windshield. And we thought it was the best photo opportunity that we would pretend that we were dead.
So on tour, you guys have been to a lot of cities and a lot of places. Do you guys ever have that Spinal Tap moment, and you're like, hello, Springfield? Yeah. You know?
There was this one time where we're trying to do an interview, right? Mm-hmm. And these guys kept pushing these carts that was making really loud noises right through this hallway that we're trying to conduct this interview with. That was the Spinal Tap moment of the year.
It's awesome that we could provide that.
Yeah.
But same drummer. No, you haven't exploded yet, have you?
I'm still alive. Yeah.
Nice. So what are you guys listening to while you guys are touring around?
We fell in love with Graveyard. That's one of our favorite albums, called Hissinger Blues. I can't really say it, but yeah. Graveyard, Clutch, of course, Red Fang.
Monstro,
very good band. Check them out. Of course, a ton of Pantera.
Volbeat.
Down.
Volbeat. It's for you, Izzy. Down. Yeah, like Black Sabbath, of course. Zeppelin, of course. You know, we're listening a lot. Jethro Tull.
Blind Melon,
Mazzy Star. Dude, we have 16, 17-hour drives. Like, we listen to anything and everything. Yeah. What do you listen to?
Roger Miller.
Yeah?
There is no man like Roger Miller.
You should have. Well, you should have said it was King.
King.
That's yeah. right.
And King.
Yeah.
You're on my iPod right now.
Edit that.
They're on both of our iPods right now.
Nice. So what's coming up for you guys right now?
We're just going to finish out this tour and hopefully something good happens. You know, we just play everything by ear. You know, whatever they throw at us, we take it. And, you know, right now there's really not too much going on, but there's always something being worked on. So we're going to go back home and try to finish up a bunch of tunes as well. We're really trying to gear up to finish out the second record and get all that stuff going.
Yeah, I read that you guys are working on a 6-song EP or
well,
maybe?
We have roughly in the can about 6 songs at this mm-hmm. point. We just crank them out. Once we get home, we start putting our mind to it. We just pump out the tunes, you know, and, you know, hopefully we could get it done.
Yeah. How does the songwriting work between you guys?
It all depends. You know, Tony will have some riffs. I'll have riffs. We kind of sit in a room for a second, just start jamming them out, and eventually we have a full song, you know, and then I'll go home and write up some lyrics and melody and call it a day. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right
All right. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I don't believe it's happened to me. Crawling back into cause it's